Reloaded. Okay, page 277 again. Kofyod Sivvav. So we did this yesterday, but we'll run through it again one more time. Again, Tfilas Aderach. We still haven't answered Mr. Eskovitz's question, which we might not even answer today, actually, which is we're talking about Tfilas Aderach, means you daven, you have a specific tefila before you go on a trip, on a journey. What's a journey? Around the block? Could be a journey for some people, you know. Well, you know. So obviously, that's that's one of the questions we haven't answered yet. You haven't walked outside.
Been on the block in 80 days.
Block in 80 days. Okay. Anyways, we ran through this yesterday. Harami Rottenberg, Kashaya Yoslo Derech Baboker, Haya Omra Achar Yehi Ratzon Kedei Lasmicha LeBrachas LeBirchas Goma Chasadim. We saw yesterday the Maram in Rottenberg. What he used to do is when he was going out on a journey, so he would, now as we mentioned yesterday, Tfilas Aderech is an interesting bracha in a lot of different ways, but one of them is, because a classic bracha starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Malcolm, and ends with Baruch Atah, you know, whatever it may be, right? So Tfilas Aderech doesn't start that way, it just starts Yehi Ratzon, Yehi Ratzon. So the Maharam in Rottenberg wanted to take care of that issue, and what he did is he would say Tfilas Haderech immediately after morning brachas. In other words, you know, we make all those brachas, Shalasani Goy, Pokeach Ivrim, Al Bish Arumim, right, Rokar, Salamayim, which I always say people in Los Angeles, Gleon Harsh, appreciate, and so on and so forth. And then you keep on going. Now again, it really illustrates this point, because those brachas are in order, one after another, rapid fire. And again, those are short brachas, and they don't start Baruch Atah, and they do start Baruch Atah, but they don't end Baruch Atah. The reason is because, believe it or not, exactly this concept. In other words, since they're one after another in close succession, so one Baruch Atah, the one afterwards, is considered like a Baruch Atah at the ending of that bracha. So in other words, I don't know, Baruch Atah Hashem Malbish Arumim, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMatir Asurim, that's considered sort of, if you want to call it that, like one unit, if you want to look at it that way. So therefore, that bracha, even though it's two, starts with a Baruch Atah and ends with a Baruch Atah. Got that? So it really fits in nicely to this idea. So this Tfilas Aderech doesn't start Baruch Atah. Ah, so what I want to do, I want to put it next to another bracha, so that in a way, I'm going to doctor it, so to speak, if you want to call it that, to make it start with a Baruch Atah instead of Yehi Ratzon, and end with Baruch Atah. It ends with a Baruch Atah because it ends, Tfilas Aderech, as we know, is Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila. The problem in this challenge, in this case, is it doesn't start with a Baruch Atah. So what do? I put it right next to another bracha, then it starts with a Baruch Atah. In other words, you make all the brachas in the morning, Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha, right? Right, so on and so forth. Baruch Atah Hashem, Gomel Chasan Tovim LaYisrael, Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha, Shetolokeinu Shalom Tzedekeinu, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefila. Right? That's what you do. Now, well, let's finish this and then we'll take care of a few of the questions. Okay? Why? Kedei lahasmicha lebrachas ha-gomel chasadim v'tehei bracha ha-smucha l'chaverta. So now you have two brachas next to another, just like you had in the brachas we have in the morning brachas, one after another after another. So therefore, since they're next to each other, even though technically bracha to Hashem pokeach ivrim, it's just that. It's not bracha to Hashem pokeach, bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, and something about sight, bracha to Hashem pokeach ivrim, right? It doesn't work that way. Why? One of the reasons is because one after another. So it is, it starts with a Baruch Atah and really ends with a Baruch Atah, which is the next bracha.
Same concept of Berachos HaMazon.
Well, that's right. Correct. That's right. That's why they don't start with a Baruch Atah, because they're in sequence. Just to give you an example of this, like a classic bracha would be, not really, but in a way, as we all know, Sukkah Zimra. Right? Which is one of the issues, right? You start, how's the bracha start?
Yeah, it starts Bracha to Hashem.
Bracha to Hashem. One second. This is what happens. Right? And then you keep on going, like maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then you get to the Bracha of Yishtabach. And it ends with Bracha to Hashem, Kalmakal Batish Brachos, Kaladasadangos, Kavashir Zimramel, Kalkayalomim. So that's like one long Bracha. You had a lot in between there. Right? So again, that in a way would be like a classic Bracha, if you want to call it that. Again, you don't have to go that far. Let's say the first bracha in benching, bracha to Hashem Hazan es Olam, bracha to Hashem Hazan es Kol. Right, that's a classic bracha. So again, the Maharam's concept was that we want to do the same thing with Tfilas Derech, but it doesn't happen that way. Oh, so I'll doctor it to put it next to another bracha, and then it will start with a bracha and end with a bracha. Now, Mr. Eskowitz is going to say, So wait a second. So it seems from that the halacha is that the Maharam in Rottenburg had a plane to catch. What was it? The 1100s or whatever. To Worms or... whatever. So I think it wasn't Worms. Anyways, Spire, whatever he had to go. And so in the morning, he would say the morning brachas, and then say this tefillah. So Mr. Esko is going to say, aha. So it seems like now we're filling in one of the blanks that you'd say tefillah sederach, it seems from this halacha, you would deduce from this halacha, that you'd say tefillah sederach in the morning when you're davening, if you're planning to go on a trip. So in other words, you have an 11 o'clock flight to catch. So it seems from this halacha that in the morning, somewhere in the morning, when you're davening shachris, to do this, and then you go home, you pack, and you go to the airport, and you take the flight, and you don't have to say tefillah sederach because you said in the morning.
Right.
Well, we'll get into that, but that's not a proof. It's not a proof, believe it or not, from here. Because the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Maharam's case, where the Maharam did this, was he had to leave before he was able to daven. So I know he was on a wagon or whatever. He was traveling already. He was traveling already, so therefore... he would say morning brachas, and he would stick in, if you want to call it that, tefillas haderech. Okay? So just to clarify, that's the way we're learning this halacha. So it's not a proof yet exactly when and under what circumstances and at what point you'd say tefillas haderech.
So he wasn't davening the full nusach, he wasn't davening a Shemona Esrei like right afterwards?
Well, I don't know. I would assume like it's on a wagon. Well, they didn't have trains in those days.
My question is that saying a bracha shemaya tefillah tefillah sederach, and it's part and parcel of his whole tefillah.
No, it was after brachas hashachar, right?
Right.
That's where
right.
we put
but,
it.
But why wouldn't he just then include it in his like Shemona Esrei, be mechaben in his Shemona Esrei, or
put it in Shemaya Tefillah. I don't know.
It's a special
yeah.
Nusach
so right.
Okay.
So, but you're getting into a good question, and we'll talk about that not today, but tomorrow, or maybe the day after. Let's say a person said it before they even left the house. You're davening shachris, like I said. In other words, the way we thought this halacha went. In other words, let's say a person didn't say it when they're on the plane, or whatever it may be. But let's say they said tefillah saderach in shomea tefillah in shachris before they even left.
Mm-hmm.
And they had in mind their trip that they were going to go on. You know, they're catching a plane at 11 or whatever the case may be. Would they have to say tefillah saderach again when they actually leave? So we'll get to that. Okay? Okay, so let's get back to the idea because we're running out of time here. And that is, so the idea is that you should try to put tefillah saderach something, a bracha in front of it. So the question is obvious. Let's say you have an 11 o'clock flight to catch. So, you know, you said brachas in the morning already. So you can't do this. You know, you're not in the Maharam's case. So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few ideas, like Mr. Abraham just said. You could eat something and make an ending bracha, whatever it may be, and then use that as your opening. Let's say Ala Mechia, right, or Brain the Fashas, Yirat Zom Lefonecha, right? Or the other idea is, and people do this, is go to the bathroom. Don't make the Asher Yatzar right away. and then make the Atzer Yatzar on the plane, assuming that you're not going to have to go again, right? So let's say it's close enough, and then Bracha Ato Hashem Rofei Kol Basar Mafli Asos Yiratzom Afanach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Hosein. Right? You could do it that way. Now the question is, how about if you have none of the above? So could you do like this? How about using a bracha, a shahakol, right? This
would be a husfik.
You can't. So that's the question. Either food or drink, whatever it is, which they don't give you on the plane anyways. But we learned before that you should bring your own food now. So they anticipated the airlines being chintzy. So.
To buy the drink.
Yeah. So you get you for everything. So now the question would be, could you do that? Could you make the shahakol? So then you have to drink. And then say, would the drinking be a hasak? That's a machlokis. That's a machlokis. So whether you could or whether you, that would be an interruption or not. So the bottom line is that we try to do this, but the sefer over here, Isha Yisrael, brings down from the Chazon Ish, that he says from a number of reliable sources, and also the Staif was Eichen Tzara, Zichron Dom L'Racha, they both weren't so picky about this. In other words, they just said tefillah sedem. Yirat Zom L'Fanach Hashem Elokeinu. Aye, there's no Baruch at the beginning. Nope. Nope. So again, so you go either way. If you can, if you have something that's not, that's an ending bracha or an Asher Yatzar. So then, like, if you just went to the bathroom and they call the immediate boarding for your flight, so maybe hold off on the Asher Yatzar, get on the plane, and hold the Asher Yatzar, say the Asher Yatzar, and run it into the Tefillah Sederach. If not, you could definitely say Tefillah Sederach even without a Baruch in the beginning, just Yehi Ratzon.
So
if
you like the Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be able to make a Baruch Hashem and Tzricha.
That's right, you shouldn't do. Right.
Although
you wouldn't have to do it.
I
don't know if you make a bracha shein tzricha. Right. Well, again, I don't know if you like. Here we're talking about that you're assuming that the person wants to drink something, right?
I'm going to say you should be mishan malkum or something like that. You already made the bracha.
Yeah, I don't know if you should. I don't know if you should bedavka be mishan malkum just because of that. Okay. Tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, maybe we'll get into what circumstance. What's considered a journey? Maybe let's keep lowered expectations here. We'll have to see. And that will obviously again together with how about if you said before you left and all that type of stuff. We'll get into that hopefully tomorrow.